Thank you, Karen. Brothers, are we having trouble with that? Let me see if I can figure this out. Thank you, Olivia. Oh, hey. I thought you were right up there, Brad. I was going to say, man, did you jump down?
Hold on. Here you go. I got it now.
You got it, Brother Brad. Thank you. Karen, do you want to make that? Please make that important announcement again. That yes, indeed, Brad. Thank you.
Good job, Brad.
Yes.
I'm asking prayers for Sharon Hyatt. She went back for a checkup this week, but she's staying. They're doing some tests this week, so please keep her in her prayers.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. Very important. Very important to be alerted to that need. Any other joys or concerns, just please keep your hand up so Olivia can see you. And Brother Dave, if you see before I do, go ahead and help me out. Oh, there's a hand back there. I'm trying to see.
I would just like to say that Andrew on the far end down here, he's having a birthday on Monday.
Indeed. Yes. Happy birthday. Thank you. Is that Rachel back there? Do I see Rachel? Oh, Rachel. Hello, Rachel. Any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns. Any others? And I see Lynn right here. Uh-oh, Brad's coming to the rescue, Lynn. Brad, did you know you were going to be doing laps today? The chief is at it again. Boy, Brad, I'm so glad you're down here. Uh-oh. Watch this. Oh, man. You know who I was worried about? Jerry. Boom.
Okay. It's where this is really more of an announcement. I saw in the bulletin that the June outing says to be announced. It is June 10th. The day is June 10th, and for our Ladies' Day away, we're going to be spending the day in the Findlay area, and so we'll probably leave the church here around 8:30, and usually we're back by supper time. So if you're planning to go, please let me know, or Marianne, or Vicki, so we can get you on board here. Thank you. Excellent, Lynn.
Very important notation there. June the 10th. Thank you, Lynn. Any other sharings? I see Brother Dave here.
Yeah, I just got an update on Gina. She has retained a lot of water now from her heart, and I'm talking about a lot, 10, 15 pounds. They've finally got her blood regulated, but as long as she's retained this water, she still can't get her up to Cleveland for this other medication to put her on.
Yes.
So just keep her in her prayers.
Indeed. My goodness. Wow, that's serious right there, Dave. We want to remember her. That's a lot. That's a lot of work on her. Any other sharings? I see Gloria back here. Isn't she great? Huh? Is Olivia awesome? Star, she's wonderful.
I just want to keep the family of Nancy Pierce Sheets in your prayers. She passed away. She's a classmate of some of us.
Bless you, Gloria. Bless you indeed. Thank you for lifting up that. Any other concerns or joys to which we need to be alerted? Any other sharings? Well, I want to lift up a praise to God. I got to talk with Brother Charlie, Sister Linda back here. Of course, we were praying for Troy, and praise God. He is dealing with stress, but nothing showed up in the heart cath, so praise God for that. Also, I shared with Linda and Larry, We got to have a meal last night with the Mallory celebration, and boy, I'll tell you something. Wilmer Bowers is 100% better. Not 10, but 100. I just cannot praise God enough. He had that serious infection, you know, serious infection. And so they've got that under control, and the man was in there doing a workout down when I called on him at the Convoy Care Center. It's just awesome. I thank God for that restoration. Can we give a thanks to the Lord for Olivia, the Lord's servant? Sorry for calling you Haley. You have to tell Sister what I did. And now let us turn to the Lord in silent prayer. Loving Father, you breathe life into our bodies. You open your hand to fill us with good things. Continue to bless our graduates, our veterans, and those who would take up the cross to follow Jesus until that blessed day when we gather with the saints on the shores of heaven. Open our eyes to your holy presence, an empowering presence, through your Spirit who shows us the way. Open our ears to the needs of your people that we may serve to the glory of Christ. And now deepen our faith as we pray from our hearts the prayer that the Savior himself invites us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite us to stand together, and again, this also being a memorial weekend, we're going to share together in our hymn 696, America the Beautiful. Let us stand. Please be seated. Now, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Jean Leary here. Wow, what a wondrous privilege to be here today.
You guys want to come up? This isn't really about me. This is a fun day for me. We've got our five seniors here. We started out with, I think, six in Joyful Noises, didn't we? So we've only lost one. Laura and Delta and I had them from the time they were, we came here when you guys were how old? Third grade. So I had them third grade. She had some of them from kindergarten and has watched them grow. And I've watched them grow. The thing about this group that I just can't say enough of, is I'm really going to miss them, is they have a lot of leadership that they offer the younger kids. And they all bring their own special talents to the table. Haley is my recruiter. She's brought, I think, all of Trinity Lutheran's kids, which they're not a lot, but they all came over, and they are regulars in our youth group and help serve our church and the community. She's my recruiter. And Taylor is my leader. She's always the one who will give a speech, go up and give the announcements. Nobody else will, trust me on that one. And Mallory, she is always she will do anything I ask, even if she doesn't want to, girl. She told me for years when we did the dinner theater, I don't like to act. And then she would come out and put on a great performance for me. So, and the twins, let me tell you, parents, one little hint of something that will help you if you try to get your kids to do something that they don't want to do for church or anything else. The words, if Jesus can die on the cross for you, I think you can. And they don't have an answer to that, ever. There is nothing that they can do bigger than that. So if you have that key sentence, you can put it in front of anything and your children have no answer. I'm going to pass the mic on to them, and you can tell us your plans. We'll start with Haley.
I will be going to Ohio State, or the Ohio State University, the Lima branch the first year, studying actuarial science.
All right. I'm going to Miami University, and I'm going to study architecture.
I'm going to the University of Cincinnati, and I'll be majoring in special education.
I'm going to Owens Community College, and I'm studying diagnostic medical sonography.
I'm going to Miami University, and I'm majoring in business and or mathematics.
A little more, as you've heard, their majors are a little weighty. And I think, were all of you in the National Honor Society, Haley, were you? Haley qualified, let me put it that way, but she didn't think she had time. But they were all in the National Honor Society. I think three of them, not the twins, are good musically. sorry, they've got other qualities, but that's not one of them. They are in senior choir, but hopefully you won't hear them at graduation. But the thing about these five that I really don't worry about, and you know, you have groups come through and you're like, oh man, because if you've heard the colleges they're going to, none of them are private Christian universities or colleges. So very secular, and I've been warning them that Van Wert County is like a nice little cushion for them, that I think we don't always appreciate how full of Christian values this county is. But when they hit the campuses, I've tried to prepare them, and I'm going to give them a little quiz. What are the two things I've told you? If you do those two things, okay.
Read the Bible.
That was mine. Oh, just pray.
Read the Bible and pray. We've been through how to find a godly spouse, which I said applied to dating as well. So we've been through that. We went through the case for Christ, and they all have the book, except Mal, I got to get yours, that they can take with them to college. So the one thing I would ask the congregation to do is just pray for them when you think about it as they go onto the college campuses. But I really, with these five, I don't really worry too much that their souls are in danger. So, and like I tell everybody, we'll leave the light on for you. So come back on your breaks and we'll find something for you to do. There's always leaves. So these are our 2015 Crestview, they're all at Crestview this year, Crestview graduates from our church, so.
Awesome, Julie, awesome.
And we do have a little something for you to take with you that hopefully you'll find useful.
Thank you again, Gene Leary. What an impressive group of graduates. Clearly, the Spirit of the Lord is upon them. And the Spirit of the Lord will remain with them to give them strength. We turn now to the Word of the Lord. And I don't know whether this might still be on. We'll take this one down. We will turn now to the Pentecost reading for this Sunday of Pentecost, Acts 2, 1 through 11. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. At the sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." May God add the blessing of the Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. I want to thank John Farmer. I want to open this up with some inspiring writings of an elementary age group in a church school, in their Sunday school. The Sunday school teacher gave them a challenge, graduates. The Sunday school teacher asked them to listen to commercials, you know, on television, perhaps on the radio, and then apply those commercials, if they could, God is like, and then link it, perhaps, with one of those commercial products. Very ingenious, and I thank you, John. Here's what they came up with. God is like Bayer aspirin. He works miracles. God is like a Ford. He's got a better idea. You might want to write these down, graduates. These are going to give you some mileage down the road, huh? God is like Coke. He's the real thing. God is like Hallmark cards. He cares enough to send his very best. That's one of my favorites right there. God is like Tide. He gets the stains out that others leave behind. Amen. God is like General Electric. He brings good things to life. God is like Sears. He has everything. God is like Alka-Seltzer. Try him. You will like him. God is like Scotch tape. You can't see him, but you know he's there. God is like Delta. He's ready when you are. God is like Allstate. You're in good hands with him. God is like VO5 hairspray. He holds through all kinds of weather. And then lastly, God is like Dial soap. Aren't you glad you have him? Don't you wish everybody did? Amen and amen. And I close with that one because how perfect that is for Pentecost Sunday. The Spirit of the Creator God, the Spirit who formed you graduates, the Spirit came to the disciples and all gathered, and it is a mission for the entire world. It is the B, the blessed spreading of the gospel, and the gospel with power, the powerful presence of the Holy Spirit. There was a pastor, Scott Hippler. Scott Hippler confesses that when he was 7 years of age, he and his cousin went shopping with his grandmother. Now, they'd been to the grocery store, but on the way home, grandmother went into another store. She said she'd only be a minute, but for 7-year-old Scott and his cousin, the minute just seemed a little too long. So they didn't know what they were going to do with themselves. And he blames what happened next. He blames it on grandmother delaying her return. So at any rate, they'd been to the grocery store. Now, grandmother bought everything in bulk. And in bulk, she bought 2 huge cartons of laundry detergent. Now, this was back in the day. I take it Scott must be about my age. He didn't put his current age on there, Pastor Scott Hippler. But this was back in the day. How many of you remember, baby boomers, can you remember when boxes of laundry detergent had prizes inside? How many of you remember those days? You do, yes. And my mama used to get towels. In fact, how many of you remember Porter Wagner Show? Porter Wagner Show. And Dolly Parton. And she would always, remember Karen? She'd open up one of those boxes and proudly she'd pull out one of those towels. Did your mama still have one of those towels, babe? She did, didn't she? Yeah, still had one. Still had one. That's been years ago. So at any rate, here they are with, you know, waiting with no purpose, and then they get this idea. Let's see what the prizes are. Now, they were in the cars in those days, and you youngsters won't relate to this, but Dick and all of us remember, the back door ashtrays, you could pop them out. Remember those folks? You could pop them out, and I did it myself. You could look down into it. It was like the abyss. It was, you couldn't see anything. It was like a dark hole. Well, one, Scott on one side, cousin on the other side, popped those ashtrays out, Shiv, and here went the detergent. And they emptied completely at one, completely the other, and they got the prizes. One contained a small coffee cup, the other, a small salad dish. But now they're in trouble. All the detergent is gone, Janet. And oh my goodness. Well, you know, Scott, tongue in cheek and giggling when he says this, he says, well, after all, it was grandma's fault, because how do you leave 7-year-olds alone waiting, they're going to get in trouble, and waiting with no purpose to the waiting? That is just the opposite for Pentecost. The last thing that Jesus said before he was ascended into heaven, he told the disciples to wait. But they're waiting was for a critical purpose. They were to wait for the Holy Spirit to come to them, the Spirit of God, to infuse, to be imbued within them, so that they would have the power of Christ, Christ within us, so that they would have the power of Christ within us to go and be the witnesses for Jesus in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Power. You know, we're still on the quest for power in our daily lives. How many of you drink coffee? I won't tell you. Linda's my soul sister. Whenever we have those early morning programs, I always whisper to Linda, where's the coffee? Where's the real coffee? I want the caffeine coffee. Bob Wurtenberger and I, we would serve the breakfasts, and I love my brother Bob. He's just as ornery as Greg Lewis. And they would have decaf label, and then this was years ago, decaf label, and then they would have caffeine. And I would say to Bob, which one is that the one, which one is caffeine? Or he says, yes. They were both decaffeinated. And again, out of sensitivity to our people, we didn't want anybody to get sick or, you know, have problems. So it was kind of the consensus in those days, I'm letting the cat out of the bag, that we use nothing but decaf. Now that's changed now, Linda. I found the real stuff, and that's what I'm coming to. 90% of American adults consume caffeine every day. It's startling. 90%. You know, we're all on that quest to discover strength, to discover energy. And of course, it comes in coffee, it comes in energy drinks, but are you ready for this? How many of you knew that you can now get your caffeine fix in marshmallows? Anybody here hear that one? Anybody? You could buy a box of 24 marshmallows for $20. Now, I know that's a little pricey, but caffeine aficionados say that it's worth it because here's the deal. One marshmallow is the equivalent, you ready for this, John? One marshmallow, the equivalent of a half cup of coffee. And there's no bitter aftertaste. It's a marshmallow. Yeah, caffeinated marshmallows, it goes on. How many of you know that you can now buy beef jerky? Let me say it again, beef jerky. Caffeinated. Beef jerky. Do you know what they call it? I need a rim shot here on the drums. They call it perky jerky. Yeah, perky jerky. And if you're a health nut and you're trying to get the beef out of the diet, you can buy turkey perky jerky. Try to say that, graduates. Turkey perky jerky. No lie. And then the last but not least, caffeinated popcorn. A bag of caffeinated popcorn. Get this, Ted. Laced, coated with a caramel, caffeine-infused. They say they're delicious. But you eat that bag of popcorn, it's the equivalent of 3 cups of coffee. Now, I challenge anybody to go see an action movie. Y'all like to see movies, graduates. Do you enjoy seeing movies? I challenge you to go see an exciting action movie and eat that bag on top of it. You've just consumed 3 cups of coffee. Now, I'm not telling you to go out. By the way, I don't get commission on any of these, Ted. But I don't tell you to go out and buy any of these things. They simply illustrate that we need strength. You're going to need strength. I know Sister Jean, we were talking about, you know, oh, bless you, and what a wonderful road. And she'd say, trust me, there will be challenges ahead too, won't there, Mother? There will be challenges. You're going to need strength. And that's the purpose of God and God's Spirit who created you. Do you think the Lord who made you, who formed you, who engineered you, do you think that Lord's going to forsake you ever? You know better than that. You know better than that, right? You know better than that. Read your Bibles, pray, look to the cross. Remember who you are. Remember to whom you belong. Remember the price that has been paid for you by God. That Lord will never forsake you. That Lord is always faithful. There's a story that will never leave me, veterans. It's my last chance. I'm not speaking tomorrow. Brother Mike is our wonderful speaker. Boy, he is wonderful. But it's my last chance to get to witness this. And you tell Betty I brought this up again, Lois, because Betty knows how tender this is to me. Laura and I had been married for just a little over a year. And Marcel's charge. Kevin, it was October 23rd, 1983, to be exact. 1983. The nation was rocked by the horrifying news of the bombing in Beirut. Many of our soldiers died and or were wounded in the terrorist attack when the bomb went off in Beirut. A General Paul Kelly, 4-star, Kevin, 4-star general. General Paul Kelly went to visit Marines who were wounded in that October 23rd explosion. He stopped at a Corporal Nashton's bed at the United States Air Force Hospital in Frankfurt, West Germany. He stopped to present Corporal Nashton with a medal. The corporal, suffering from a broken leg, collapsed lungs, crushed arm, fractured skull, the corporal could not see General Paul Kelly that day, because in addition to all these wounds, his eyes were full of concrete dust that spread like shrapnel when that deadly bomb went off. General Paul Kelly said, I introduced myself to that young Marine and I told him that I was the Marine Commandant. Before he would take my word, now remember, he couldn't see, he couldn't speak. Before he would take my word, that young Marine reached up to touch the four stars on the general's uniform. Convinced this was indeed the Marine Commandant, he then motioned for the nurse. The nurse kept the little, one of those little yellow pads, Gene, one of those little yellow pads, kept it right by his bedside. Couldn't speak, couldn't see, but he motioned for it. And he would scrawl upon that pad messages. So immediately he scrawled a phrase. He scrawled a phrase, Brother Warren, that General Kelly could recognize instantly. Indeed, any Marine would recognize it instantly, because to this day it is the proud insignia of every Marine, including the great Captain Ron Clemens. Diane, the phrase was Semper Fi, Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. When General Kelly left the hospital that day, he said, I thought to myself, I have been in the presence of a great human being. In a press conference that followed, he shared with the press, he said, I tell you, that young man deserves the four stars more than me. And General Kelly, in fact, Kevin, returned to the United States Air Force Hospital there in Frankfort. And he gave the four stars from his uniform. And he proudly presented them to that young, wounded Marine. Corporal Nashton later, here we go, graduates. Corporal Nashton later gave the epilogue to the story, and he could finally speak. He told the press that he wrote Semper Fi on the pad that day. He did it for the benefit of General Paul Kelly. Why? In his own words, I wanted the general to know not to give up the faith. Children, don't you ever give up the faith. You're going to have tough times. I'd like to tell you otherwise. But honestly, it's part of the journey of life. You're going to come to rough patches in the road. You're going to need strength. But keep the faith, because the Lord God keeps a watchful eye on you. The Spirit of the living Lord will never forsake you, and you will receive power. You athletes, you come against the wall, and that is when you cry out to the Lord, and the Lord will imbue you with the promised power from on high, the Holy Spirit. In summary, Brother Warren Reed, I told him I got to crying. He gave me a facsimile from the Good News publication. Good News publication, great, great publication. And in it, it told the story behind the story of Selma. Of course, that movie's out right now. I honestly haven't got to see it, but you got to remember, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was a colleague to my professors. They were all colleagues. They marched together. Some of them may have been at Selma. They're gone now. They're with the Lord in heaven. I can't ask them that, but I know they went to jail with him. But Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was very concerned about what his people might be about to face as they were going to cross that bridge. And Brother Warren Reed gave me the story behind the story. Did you know that Dr. King had a favorite hymn? And he called up his favorite singer, Mahalia Jackson. And I forget what time of day it was, but I know that she said she was just in her house coat, you know. And here comes the call, but it was an urgent call from Reverend King. And on the other end of the line, he says to her, I need to hear the Lord's voice. And right there, Brother Warren, she sings, as she could sing. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord was with her. And here's what she sang that I leave you. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn, Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home. Reverend King was again imbued with the power of the Holy Spirit to complete his mission on earth. And today the dream is a reality. And that Lord, that Spirit of power is going to be with each of you graduates, will never forsake you. So don't forget to keep the faith. Keep the faith. When you're frightened, reach out your hand. Because the hand of the Lord is already extended to you. The watchful eye of the Lord is upon you. Graduates, be blessed and be blessings to others, to the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, we will serve the Lord God through our morning tithes and through our offerings. Let us pray together. Merciful God, even as we celebrate Pentecost, your people groan under the crushing load of poverty and want. We look around the world, seeing children in need, and elders struggling to remember the dreams of their youth. Help us in our weakness, Holy Spirit, and intercede for us. May today's offering bring hope and light to those who remain trapped in darkness. To the glory of Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Brad. The closing hymn, 698, God of the Ages. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.